just a point to someone?
No.
Let's start at the end and work backwards, I guess. Catherine, talk about that hit at the end of the game. I mean, this obviously was a lot of building and building and building to a really incredible ending.
I'm still shaken. Really, my thought process going through the game was each at bat to get better. Obviously, we were struggling a little bit at the beginning, the whole team, not just, you know, individuals. But, you know, every at bat, even the second at bat when she rung me up, you know, still found him off and feeling good about it. And, you know, it's always fun to see the person in front of you get intentionally walked because you're like, oh, you shouldn't have done that. But, you know, I didn't get the hit then. And so I just knew coming up next that was going to be a big inning. And that, you know, anytime we have hitters 1 through 9, we could put 1 through 9, what I'm talking about, 1 through, how many pitchers do we have? 3 minus that. Yeah. So 1 through 20, we have, you know, we have stud lineup. So to intentionally walk any of our players is just ridiculous on my part. So that just got me going. And going into the 7th, we knew we had it. There wasn't a moment of doubt in any of our minds. And Kristen pitched, you know, great. So we knew we had a wall behind us. And, getting Lisa, you know, with that leadoff walk, and then Rhea hitting the changeup was huge, and I knew I had to step up for my team, and just swung the bat. I believe the count, I believe a 3-2 count. She had been throwing me inside all day, and she threw me inside on that one. I hit the third base, so I went up there thinking she was going to throw me away, because no pitcher goes inside twice after somebody hits it really hard. So, she threw me inside, actually, in the first two when we fouled him off. And the next pitch, the one that was like, it was 2-2, and she threw it kind of low and out. I was really afraid that the umpire was about to be like, but I'm glad she didn't. And she just kind of grooved it on in there, really. It wasn't necessarily outside, but she didn't jam me, so I think she probably missed her spot, and it cost her. But, yeah.
You know, the whole game was just like, you know, we had runners on bases and we just weren't getting the hits. And, you know, eventually, like, usually we've scored the most runs in the 5th inning and that didn't happen. And, you know, the 6th inning came, runners on the bases still, and didn't get any hits. But, you know, the 7th inning, we're a team that has a lot of heart and will never give up on any circumstance or anything like that. So, you know, it was just a great feeling, like, you know, Lisa getting on, and then, you know, I swung at that changeup, and I'm not a changeup hitter, and it wasn't the prettiest swing, but, you know, just, you know, kept going. So, you know, just that moment alone was great.
You said you're still shaking. What was it like those moments afterwards?
You know, like, to see Coach Bradley coming out there, and, you know, just the whole team. I couldn't wait to see Ray because I knew she was going to take me down, and I think I'm probably shaking because she gave me a concussion, but, you know, it's just an adrenaline rush for the entire team. You come back, and, you know, it goes to show that any team can beat in the postseason. You start with a clean slate, and, of course, we're coming in here very confident, and we've had, you know, one heck of a season, but clearly so have they, and they, you know, came to fight. So just to beat any team in the postseason in that sort of fashion is just an adrenaline rush, and it certainly gives us great momentum going into tomorrow. I thought she was going to, but my teammates were behind me also pushing this way, so I stood up.
for any of you, how important was it? I mean, to get this one so you're not going into tomorrow knowing you don't have any margin for error.
Huge.
Yeah. It's very big, you know, to win that game. And, you know, like Coach, you was saying that, you know, postseason, it's going to be a dogfight. You know, it's not going to be a run rule game. You know, and it definitely, like, you know, takes something off our back, you know, knowing that, you know, we just beat this team and now we're in the winner's bracket and we definitely can breathe a little bit.
Right.
Yeah.
It's kind of a quick turnaround, though. You should play a big tomorrow, right?
Well, I mean, actually, we kind of grew up to play doubleheader, so we get lucky when we only play one in a day, which is all we're planning on playing for the next 2 days. So,
yeah.
So it's kind of nice to come out here with the mindset, you know, 7 innings, get it done. I think that's part of the reason that we're so pumped right now that we're able to. I mean, all the time, every time you come in the dugout, you hear our leaders, you hear Marla, you hear Rhea, you hear Jana saying, you know, we got this, we got this. And we never get down, especially not during one game, because we just know we have 7 innings and that's it. So give it everything you got.
Chris, I need to get to sleep in your own bed.
Yeah, that makes me happy.
Whether we want to call it a close play, a controversial play, we'll let others come up with the proper adjective. Pullet getting thrown out at first base in the fifth. Talk about the emotions of that play and having to recover from that, because I've seen that really fire up some teams and I've caused teams to absolutely Kristen? Crumble.
I feel like the team was actually really fired up afterwards. You know, when that kind of stuff happens to us, you know, we want to fight harder and we want to get through it and we really want to persevere and show them that we can do it and that we can come back and, you know, overcome the
Well said.
Any more for the girls before we let them go? Ray, what do you say to the dugout when you have a call like that?
Yeah, I can't share that.
Bleep.
All right, we'll let you go, ladies. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.